Well, it's back to Brexit. Some reprieve for Theresa May last night, winning the vote of no confidence that was placed in her that yesterday evening. But now in the Irish Times this morning, their headline today, Corbyn rebuffs May's initiative for cross-party Brexit deal. Theresa May's hopes, of course, of trying to reach this cross-party deal on Brexit suffered a bit of a blow last night when the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, actually refused to meet her until she ruled out leaving the EU without a deal. Now, the Prime Minister invited opposition leaders to talks about Brexit basically immediately after defeating that motion of no confidence in her government. But Jeremy Corbyn said for any such cross-party exercise to succeed, the government must recognise that a majority of MPs are opposed to a no-deal Brexit. More in the Irish Times on that today. Just a flavour of the headlines, though, across the water in the UK this Thursday morning. The Daily Express leading with, "You've lost respect to the nation." The Daily Telegraph this morning, "Hammond tells business chiefs MPs will stop no-deal Brexit." And also, May survives vote, but Britain remains in Brexit deadlock. That's the headline in The Guardian this morning. Back home, though, in the Indo, their headline today, another year, Brexit delay in sight as no deal off table. Plans now been hatched to delay Brexit until 2020 to give the UK more time to find an orderly route out of the EU. And after surviving, of course, the vote of no confidence, thanks to the DUP last night, Theresa May has initiated these cross-party talks, but she faced demands to remove the no-deal scenario from the table and also to consider postponing Brexit Day beyond March 29th. Also, just in the Irish Examiner, their headline, "No deal would be costly." A no-deal Brexit could impact the public finances here in Ireland so much this year that key prospects will be jeopardised. And that said, the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, has warned ministerial colleagues. Now, he revealed that he has ordered an urgent review of the likely impact of a no-deal on the Irish economy for 2019. And the Minister said that he can and will, if required, change the spending profiles within government departments in response to events during this year. More on Pascal Donoghue's comments in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. To the Times Ireland edition today, leading with a different story, and you heard about it there in the news bulletin. It's an interesting report. The headline, "Cut down red meat by 90% to save the planet." Irish consumers should basically cut the amount of red meat that they're actually eating by nearly 90% to try and help to tackle climate change, and that's according to scientists. Now, this international team of experts has basically put lower meat consumption at the heart of a health diet to basically stave off catastrophic damage to the environment. And people should think of meat as a treat and have a burger once a week or a steak once a month, according to the scientists. So under the guidelines set out in the report, a person should eat only 7 grams or 15 calories worth of beef or lamb a day. For Irish people, that would require an 89% reduction. The recommendations allow for 50 grams or 39 calories of potatoes per day, which is about a quarter of a medium-sized potato. And your dairy consumption would also have to be confined to 250 grams or 153 calories a day. And the allowance for fish is 28 grams. We want to know what you think. Maybe that is what some people adhere to. Maybe some people grossly surpass those figures. You can get us on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. We'll have more coming up on that report on News Talk Breakfast this morning. To the tabloids, though, today in The Star, their headline, "It's back to Brexit. Army's Brexit mission, the secret recon exclusive." In The Mail this morning, "What a waste. Ireland's obesity shock. Taxpayers forked out more than €1 million in 1 year for overweight people to go under the knife. The 108 fat reducing operations were carried out in public hospitals in 2017 at an average cost of €9,500. In the Irish Daily Mail this morning, their headline, "Rise of cruel car insurance broker scam." In The Herald today, they're leading with, "How am I still alive? Driver, delivery man shot at 3 times." And The Sun leading with, "Charity boss lifted by cops." That's their headline this morning. I want to go, though, to some of the other stories making the headlines this morning. A piece on the front of the Irish Times today. Their headline, "Ministers criticise increased drink driving checkpoints." I think this is something that will get reaction from the public today. The increased drink driving checkpoints by members of an Garda Síochána, particularly in the mornings, as a result of these tighter drink driving laws, have actually come in now for heavy criticism. criticism from ministers, including the Minister for Justice. The Cabinet this week heard a number of concerns about the latest efforts by the Guards Roads Policing Unit in rural Ireland. And among those who spoke on the issue were the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan, Minister for Business, Heather Humphreys, the Minister for Agriculture, Michael Creed, and also the Minister for Rural Development, Michael Ring. And plenty on that story in the front of the Irish Times today. Just interesting comments on it too. Also in the Irish Times this morning, in page 5, as a result of Brexit, you may or may not be glad to know that the St Patrick's Day visits actually will go ahead this year despite Brexit. The government is to forge ahead with plans to send ministers abroad for the 17th of March, even though it may be forced to pass emergency Oireachtas legislation to cope with a no-deal Brexit. More in the Irish Times on that story today. Also across the papers, plenty of coverage of the new National Children's Hospital, but we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the programme this morning. The Irish Examiner, also on their front page today, their headline, self-medicating patient was injecting himself with semen. An Irish medical journal has warned the public of dangers of medical experimentation after a man admitted injecting himself with his own semen to treat back pain. And the case was detailed in this month's Irish Medical Journal. And you can read more about that in the Examiner today. Also actually in the Irish Independent, an interesting report published in page 3. The headline this morning, divorce is less harmful to children if it happens early. Unhappy parents shouldn't stay together for the sake of the kids, as divorcing is less harmful if it takes place earlier in childhood. And this is according to new research. It's the first large study to assess the emotional impact on kids of their parents splitting up. And it's found that the greatest risk of repercussions in the form of bad behaviour and disobedience come in late childhood and early adolescence. And this follows an analysis of 6,000 children born in the UK at the turn of the century and found that those whose parents divorced when they were between the ages of 7 and 14 were significantly more likely to suffer emotional and behavioural problems than those whose parents stay together. And you can get more on that particular study. It's the University College London scientists, and their findings are published on page 3 of the Independent today. Just one final story this morning. It's in the Daily Telegraph in the UK today, page 13. Consumers prefer smartphones to going shopping. We want to know if you agree with this. Smartphones will now, for the first time, actually take over how we buy products. We're no longer going into the stores when you have your mobile phone in your hand at home or in your bed or on the bus or wherever you are. $250 billion will be spent in the UK on a smartphone this year, which is up from $10 billion, making 58% of purchases. We want to know, is that something that you actually have found yourself doing? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. You can get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. Those are the stories making the headlines this Thursday morning. Now, still to come, we're going to be discussing the overspend that was discussed at the Oireachtas Health Committee yesterday at the new National Children's Hospital.